A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Tes, Erevin 79, pagination page 157, at the Mishnah. Halfway down the page, Amud Aleph. Good. We're dealing with a case of two residents that are adjoining in properties. And the question is, if a pile of straw constitutes a division between them. In the past, we've encountered a wall in between them, a fence. And we said, if the fence is intact, so then they are separate entities and you can't carry one to the other, even with an Erev Chatzeiros, until you make some sort of opening to adjoin them. It could be a doorway, it could be a window, it could be double ladders. If they are adjoining, so then they have the option to join in the Erev Chatzeiros. If the opening between them is so significant that it's no longer considered a fence at all, halachically, more than 10 amos of a gap, so then they have to join. In order to carry there, they have to join and have to make an Erev Chatzeros. Keeping all that in mind, we want to know, matvein shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a pile of straw between two yards, gavo asara tvachim, it's 10 tvachim high, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. They are separate entities, they do it separately, two, and they can't do it as one, because it's considered a fence. Eilu ma'achilim mikan ve'eilu ma'achilim mikan. The halacha is that we allow them each to give from this pile to their respective animals. They're allowed to allow, we allow the animals to eat from this straw on Shabbos, and for whatever reason, we're not concerned that they're going to eat so much that the pile will be diminished on Shabbos and no longer be a fence that separates them. But if in fact the straw is diminished from 10 tefachim and it's no longer a valid wall, then fine. Ma'arvin echod ve'ei ma'arvim shnayim. The ramifications are that they would have to do the Erev Chatzeros as a joint and they cannot maintain their independence and claim that they have an option to carry there without an Erev Chatzeros. Says the Gemara, Omer Avuna, Uvilvad she lo yitin l'soch kupaso v'ya'achil, you're not allowed to put straw into a container and give the animals to eat. In other words, you're not allowed to have human intervention. Because we're worried if there's human intervention, human beings can diminish the pile very quickly. You take some straw, you move it over to the east side of the field, you take some straw, you move it to the west side of the field, you're busy with your animals. If you're going to start intentionally loading it into buckets, so then you could diminish this thing even on Shabbos very drastically. What we're allowing is only, in the Mishnah's case, is that the animals should eat naturally on Shabbos. There's a limit to how much they could gorge themselves. And we're not worried, as a general rule, that the wall that you thought was a good wall before Shabbos will suddenly become diminished. Okay. Let's drop down in this Gemara, about five lines, in the beginning of a line, velo yitain, the Gemara poses an objection. You're telling me, v'lo yitin l'soch kupaso tevin. You're not allowed to put the straw into a container. You're not allowed to have human intervention. Just let them eat whatever they eat. V'atanya, I'm asking you a question from a braisa. The braisa states as follows. Bayis, if you have a house, shebin shtei chatzeros, that's between 2 yards, umaleu tevin, and this house, which is the adjoining spot of the properties, mileu tevin, you filled it with straw, So one person is coming from one side, and one person is coming from the other side. And this straw pile is considered the division between their properties. A straw pile inside a house. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'in ma'arvim echad. It's considered a wall, and they're separate. They have to do Erev Chatzerus, separate entities. You can't join them. Zen nosem l'soch kupaso v'ya'achil. But they are allowed to put into their buckets, their containers, and feed the animals. V'zen nosem l'soch kupaso v'ya'achil. And the second person can do the same. Nismayit ha'teve miyut tvachim. If in fact it became diminished from the 10 tvachim height, shneim asurim, then in fact they will become forbidden. The Brisa continues and tells what the solutions might be, but if you drop down three lines at the end of a line, you'll see the question. Kitani mihos, a long story to make it short, you told me, zenosan l'soch kuposo v'yachol, zenosan l'soch kuposo v'yachol, that each one is allowed to put into their container. The first words of the Gemara commenting on the Mishnah were that you have a straw wall, you can let the animals eat, but don't you yourself put it into a bucket. Right. We're bringing a brisa that says that you have a straw pile inside a house, it is the wall between them, it is separating between them, and the brisa said each one is allowed to put into his containers. It seems that we're not worried about this straw wall being diminished. Answers the Gemara an astounding response. Amri, let me tell you. Bayis, when it's a house, when the straw pile is inside a house, kevan de'ika tikra, since there's a ceiling, ki mifchis, if the wall would go down in height, min kirei le'milsa, people would notice. There's a barometer, there's a comparison. Before Shabbos, it was 10 tefachim high. During Shabbos, you very aggressively tried to feed your herd. If it went down, you would notice it because there's a distance the gap would be a distance. There's discussion of how close the ceiling is to the pile, but just simple, the gap would become noticeable. Hacha, but in the case of our Mishnah where there's a straw pile in the open, lo minkura le milsa, it's not noticeable because there's nothing to compare it to. So as it goes down, you don't realize. So Chazal said we're worried that it's going to be diminished from 10 tefachim. There's such a concept out there. We're worried it'll be diminished from 10 tefachim during Shabbos and you won't realize. So then why, when it's the case of a house, is it okay? Answer is because there's some structure there. There's something to compare it to. And as you do it, as it gets diminished, you suddenly notice it. I was thinking to myself, you know, it's such a powerful concept, but where else do we find this concept that something is a problem, but if you could have something to compare it to constantly, relative relationships, then it would all be okay. And I was thinking to myself that perhaps in the beginning of Shechita, there are cases where you notice, you find out that a Shochet, who's been a Shochet for decades perhaps, you suddenly find out that he doesn't know his stuff. He's not familiar with the halachas. He passed the examination when he was 22, and now he's 63, and you find that he's not doing it right. New Vada Rabbanim comes into town and they check him and they find out he doesn't know his stuff. So the halacha there grapples with the question, do you assume that he was good until proven otherwise? And on that day when he's 63 and they check him and they find that he's doing things wrong, and they ask him questions, and they see he doesn't remember, and he doesn't know. So from that moment on, we have to deal with the problem. Or, and there's the big question, excuse me, people don't forget everything. They don't get amnesia on the day when they're 63, and they get asked the question. The forgetting process happens over time. and therefore we suddenly get worried. If he doesn't know anything now, so how long ago do we have to assume he was already becoming lax, negligent, not reviewing his material, not proficient anymore? And essentially, it is a very similar question to this. It's getting diminished, and I don't know what to do. But the Gemara's solution is, if there's a barometer, if there's some ceiling that we're constantly comparing you to, then we can walk in confidence that when the gap gets too big, we will notice. Which is essentially what we recommend in all fields, that there should be ongoing, if not a formal examination, but certainly people stay in touch with their peers or with their mentors, so that if something starts falling out, we would notice it. There should be a ceiling in place, and then if something does get diminished, we would notice it. Going back to the Mishnah says, if there is no ceiling, we'll allow you to let the animals eat, because there's a limit to how much damage they could do to the wall. But we won't allow a person, because that would not be noticed. Yeshua Koach, have a great day.